This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Immigration laws and keep our citizens safe by keeping foreign terrorists out of our country. I'd like to clarify that the most recent executive order does what it does and does not mean. This is not a travel ban. This is a temporary pause that allows us to better review the existing refugee and visa vetting system. Over the next 30 days, we will analyze and assess the strengths and the weaknesses of our current immigration system, which is the most generous in the world. We will then provide our foreign partners with 60 days to cooperate with our national security requirements. This way, we can ensure the system is doing what it is designed to do, which is protect the American people. This analysis is long overdue and strongly supported by the department's career intelligence officials. Acting Under Secretary for DHS Intelligence and Analysis, David Glaw, will speak to that in more detail shortly. Furthermore, this is not, I repeat, not a ban on Muslims. The Homeland Security mission is to safeguard the American people.
You know, you love the calmness of General Kelly. And we knew that when he was nominated that he was going to bring an element of calmness and strategy and leadership to the Homeland Security Secretary office. And he is our Homeland Security Secretary, John Kelly. You know, and he is laying out and clarifying this. I mean, how do you argue? But yet the mainstream media would like to present this, and they continue to do as a ban when, you know, these are all things that were well researched in terms of, you know, strategies that have been employed in the past, things that were on the desk of the previous president, but he chose not to act on it. You know, same information, same intel. And, you know, at this point, the president, who takes his job seriously, and his number one job is to protect the national security of its citizens. He said that on the campaign. He continues to maintain that, brought it up in the inauguration as well. And now he's acting on it. He is a man of action, a man of promise, one who takes his promises seriously and is following up on that. You know, and again, the difference of where we are today and where we need to be requires leadership, number one. Number two, we have been conditioned by a false narrative. And we've been conditioned by a false premise here that we're somehow safe, you know, that these incidences in Orlando or, you know, Texas or, you know, in San Bernardino, California, you just go down the line. These are just, you know, anomalies of some sort that, you know, we're not supposed to connect the dots and think that, hey, look at, you know, what's next here? You know, our country is being attacked. This is the new... the new global sphere that we live in right now, under threat of ISIS and those that are coming after America. I mean, we are a stick in the eye of ISIS and those that do not believe, as we discussed earlier with Michael Rubin and others, that they just don't believe in self-responsibility and self-rule. You know, that is antithetical, and it gets in the way. Our great American experiment gets in the way of their ability to manipulate the people. And so what they do is, hey, they're going to try to do everything they can to manipulate them, give them some false information, and make them feel that somehow communism, socialism, and their form of government is just warm and fuzzy and it's all good. But meanwhile, America remains that beacon of hope, because in the face of all that, Antithetically, we are proving that when there is self-rule and self-responsibility, and you've got people united under a common goal, you are a force to deal with. And for the most part, I would say America has been a good force to deal with. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And I don't know if you've heard about this or not, or if you've stopped eating tuna, but the FDA has issued new fish guidelines that is causing all kinds of brain damage and confusion. They recently released a new guide to fish consumption. Unfortunately, it's not helping people. It's only scaring them away from eating fish altogether. The FDA has created a list of best choices, good choices, and choices to avoid. Well, among the choices to avoid is Big Eye Tuna, which is confusing people thinking not to eat tuna at all. Well, here to straighten out the, you know, the situation and clear up the confusion is Brian Boucher, CEO and founder of Safe Catch. Brian, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, I will add that Brian is a global expert on seafood purity. Safe Catch has tested over 1 million fish for their mercury levels, and Safe Catch launched the first 100% mercury-tested canned tuna for pregnant women and kids. So, Brian, having said that, and getting this notice from the FDA that is confusing people, can you get us out of confusion, please?
Sure. The reason this is so confusing is that there's a high degree of variance in certain species like tuna. Mm-hmm. So to give you an example, we've tested over 1 million tuna. The FDA has tested about 600 for their study. Mm-hmm. So we know a lot about tuna in the global oceans, and there are plenty of pure tuna in the ocean to eat, especially mm-hmm. if you're getting light canned tuna. The problem is that there's a high variance. So if you were pregnant or a small child, you're sort of playing a little bit of Russian roulette when you walk down the aisle because you don't ever get an average can of tuna. You get something either, you know, that's excellent, it's really pure, or you might grab one that turns out it wasn't pure. And there's no way to know if you don't test every fish. That's why we launched a product called Safe Catch Tuna that has had every single tuna tested. So pregnant women, kids, people that are susceptible to toxins can get a choice with 100% accuracy. Now, the FDA has to put out, they have to put out recommendations for the whole population. And the problem is most people, like you said, don't know the difference between a bluefin tuna or a big eye tuna right. or a skipjack tuna or a tongal tuna. They don't know that all these different species exist.
Yeah, you can't see the big eyes in the can. I can't look through that can and see big eyes. I don't know the difference. So
most people just buy tuna and they think they're buying tuna. The major exactly. tuna in the U.S. is albacore or light tuna. And mm-hmm. if you're buying light tuna, you want to get a tuna that's skipjack only. If it says light tuna on the can, it may be a mixture, sort of like a hot dog, of different kinds of tuna. Mm. And so you have a higher chance of a tuna coming out higher in mercury than one that just said skipjack as the sole species of tuna. Mm. The reason it's a confusing subject is because these are fish in the wild, and there's no way to know how much they bioaccumulated in terms of mercury. And so The FDA stuck with, let's give you the best choices. Now, we can tell you, if you're a pregnant woman or child, if you're eating wild salmon or sardines or anchovies or Arctic char, I mean, they're phenomenal choices, high in omega-3s and always coming out low in mercury. Mm-hmm. But when it gets to tuna, it is a little more confusing because tuna varies. And that's why so many of these experts from the EPA originally to the EWG to your OBGYN is telling moms, you know, you got to watch out. This, if you eat this, we don't have a way to say it's going to come out this way each time. And it's the variance. I mean, again, we're talking about variance, but from 0 to 300 is the level of variance. And at Safe Catch, when we put it out to pregnant women, we test for a limit of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really pure. And so that's why there's so much confusion in the marketplace. Overall, you know, we think it's good for people to eat more fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so number one they can tell you is when people stop eating fish, they usually switch. They don't stop eating fish and then go off and eat more broccoli. That's
right.
What you got to remember, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Going out and they're eating hamburger or French fries. And so that's why, you know, the FDA, when they come out with these recommendations, is they're trying to encourage people to eat fish because fish has enormous nutrients in it beyond just the omega-3s. And they want people to get more seafood in their diet. And then, of course, this issue of mercury comes up. And you can't get too, you don't want to get too much in your body, and you especially don't want to get too much if you're pregnant or you're a small child. And that's why they put out their list of the best, you know, the better and the good.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple way to look at it is if you're buying tuna, you know, we'd say buy tested tuna if you can. Buy something that's already been confirmed, tested to a high purity level so you know what you're getting.
How do you know if it's already been tested and it's at a higher level, you know, it has purity, you know, seafood purity? It will say it on the can.
Okay. Yeah, so when you, for example, if you buy a brand called Safe Catch Tuna, it'll say on the can every single tuna tested to a limit, and, you know, that tuna is as pure as, a wild salmon or a sardine.
Mm-hmm.
And those are ones that, you know, you can eat wild salmon as much as you want, but a lot of people, you know, they don't want a wild salmon sandwich or a wild salmon salad. They want a tuna salad. That's what most Americans want to eat. And so what happened is a lot of people who were pregnant or who had kids, they stopped buying tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And they got scared of the mercury in fish. And so there is a reason to have concern because there's variance there. But, you know, if you were an adult, you can eat seafood regularly and you're fine. So you shouldn't be too worried about it. If you're going down the canned tuna aisle, you have a choice now, which is 100% mercury tested product. You don't have to take the chance of getting a higher level of mercury in your canned tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the other, when you're talking about the other fish, it's important to remember that some fish are really high in nutrients and some fish are a little more like white bread.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to go for those oily fish like wild salmon or anchovies or sardines or Arctic char. These fish are really, really rich in nutrients and omegas, and you're getting something you want in your diet. And it's been shown time and time again through studies that people who eat a diet rich in seafood are healthier.
Right. Ryan, we got a couple minutes left here. What triggered these new guidelines from the FDA?
So they've been getting a lot of pressure from the seafood industry to reduce their warnings effectively, to promote seafood and reduce the warnings. And that's where the FDA gets pulled. They get pulled in one direction by people worried about risk groups like the pregnant women and small children.
Mm-hmm.
And from the other side, they get pulled by the industry saying, hey, why are you picking on us? You know, we're better than, why go pick on the dairy industry or go pick on fast food?
Yes.
You know, why are you picking on seafood when seafood's better than those things? And so the FDA, they can't win. I mean, whatever they put out, they cannot win in this argument because there are real concerns around the variance in seafood. But we know that, you know, eating fish is better than eating a lot of other foods that you have a choice to eat.
Well, the reason I asked that, I was just wondering, was there some trigger, you know, that went off that all of a sudden mercury levels are skyrocketing, or is it just it was time to turn over that leaf and put a warning out?
So they put the warning out. The first warning came out in 2004. And since then, every year, every single woman that's having a child is warned from their OBGYN about mercury in seafood, and especially tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And so the industry has been lobbying the FDA very hard about changing those warnings because it's hurt their sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FDA and lobbied the FDA that, listen, you don't want to scare people away from seafood. Seafood's a healthy choice. you know, the important thing to know now is people have better choices. They can go in the aisle and buy 100% tested tuna product in the game.
Exactly. Well, Brian, we're
go get those choices. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're out of time, but I appreciate the insight and clearing up the confusion. Brian Boucher, CEO, founder of Safe Catch, a global expert on seafood purity. Good stuff here, Brian. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Someone had the courage to say it.
We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We gotta, we gotta, we gotta let the light shine. We are the light of the world.
the fact is, America's light continues to shine, but what are we going to do about it? Even in these tough and challenging cultural times in which we deal with, where everything's being challenged, I say, okay, let's bring it on. Let's make sure that we really believe what it is we say we believe. You know, so this is encouraging for all, as someone had pointed out earlier. We need America to be strong to help others. You know, it's kind of like that warning that you get when you're on the airplane, you know, if the masks come down, you know, make sure you put your mask on first before you help somebody else. And this is where we are. I mean, you know, for too long, America kind of lost sight of that, and we were more interested in others ahead of ourselves. And, you know, and you can't really help others when you yourself are limited in what you're able to do. But that's a discussion of another type. I want to talk about Father Malachi Martin. You've heard us talk about this incredible Jesuit priest. He was a linguist, a proficient in ancient languages, a best-selling writer, theologian, and an exorcist. And there's a lot of mystery around Father Malachi, and we're fortunate right now to have Bernard Jansen with us. He is a Canadian book author who was possibly the journalist closest to late Father Malachi Martin. He interviewed him hours of recorded sessions in the last decade of Father Martin's remarkable life. Bernard Jansen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very well, and I'm very happy to be on your show and have the opportunity to make the case for Malachi Martin.
Well, what a blessed opportunity for you. You know, when I read about Father Malachi Martin, in, you know, about his life and his interest and his passion, in, you know, for the spiritual and in the pursuit of God. Boy, I'll tell you, you feel like I wish I'd have been there with you. And you had an opportunity to meet with him one on one for an extended period of time. And I see that jealously, I would say, as a blessed opportunity for you. I'm glad you had that opportunity to do that.
Well, he was an amazing man. He was close to Pope John the 23rd. He read what is known as the Third Secret of Fatima. He was an exorcist and a best-selling author. So he really was an amazing man. Plus, he seemed to have an insight for the spiritual, which is sort of lost in these times.
Well, you know, let's go back here for just a moment. I want to, you know, because some people are going to hear, wait a minute, the third letter of Fatima. Explain to our audience what that is, and how significant it was that Father Malachi would have had the privilege to read that letter.
Catholics believe that Mary appeared to three children in Fatima in 1917. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, she transmitted a number of secrets to Sister Lucy, who is now deceased. The most controversial of these is what is known as the Third Secret. It was supposed to have been revealed no later than 1960, but for very mysterious reasons, it was never made public. And there were a few cardinals around the Pope who had the opportunity to read this secret, and one of them was Cardinal Bea. Malachi Martin was working for Cardinal Bea, so he got to read the Third Secret, but he was sworn to secrecy about it. He could not reveal it. Now, he did reveal some of the general outlines, but he could never reveal it word by word. And so he had sort of the inside scoop of what was going on in the church spiritually that very few other people had.
Exactly. What was the general outline? Do you remember?
The general outline of the Third Secret was that the church was going to be going through a period of great trial. There was going to be corruption at the highest levels of the church. That, I think, is why Rome did not want to release it, because it was embarrassing to them. It showed them in a bad light, just as they were saying we were in the midst of a great renewal after Vatican II.
Right.
The Third Secret said otherwise.
Well, it was definitely a warning, and I imagine for those who read the Third Secret and saw it play out in the Catholic Church, you know, it was quite foreboding, I believe.
It was very foreboding, and I think that's why Pope John the 23rd, he was a man imbued, I think, with what could be called false optimism, said this message is not a message for our time.
Mm-hmm.
But Malachi Martin believed otherwise. He believed that this pope refused the mandate of Our Lady.
And, you know, for him to have that opinion and to take that stand, I mean, that's not a popular position to come against a pope, as you say, who was popular, was the vanguard of a Catholic revolution, in moving away from the Latin Mass to the Mass of the Vernacular, saints being reassigned, I guess, if you want to say, and saints that we followed, and suddenly they're no longer saints. I was a young Catholic at the time, and suddenly it was okay to eat meat on Friday.
Well, Malachi Martin believed that facts are facts.
Mm-hmm.
The changes that were made after Vatican II were called a great renewal, but the facts showed otherwise, that afterwards there was a very steep decline in seminary enrollment, in church attendance, in the number of nuns entering the convent, in the number of seminarians each year who would enter the seminary. So the church went into a steep decline. And so he came to a different conclusion than the majority conclusion, which was that this was a great time.
Mm. Well, and what did he attribute the decline to? Was it the result of Vatican II, that maybe it moved too quickly, or maybe along the process Father Martin saw was there was a deeper conservatism within the Catholic Church than they anticipated?
There was that. That is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Malachi Martin had a very unique perspective, even among churchmen, in that he always looked for the spiritual explanation. And in the book Windswept House, mm-hmm. at the very beginning of the book, he spoke of an enthronement to Lucifer that took place in the Vatican itself. There was a ceremony entrusting Rome to Lucifer. And so that, he felt, was a spiritual cause of the disaster which followed Vatican II.
Mm-hmm. And this happened in 1964, correct?
That is right. And according to Malachi Martin, Pope Paul VI knew about it but could not do anything about it. But Pope Paul VI was also a mysterious figure. Even though he was implementing these changes, he seemed to be of two minds about them.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he said the church is undergoing a mysterious process of self-demolition. He also said that the smoke of Satan had entered into the church, which shows that maybe he was kind of aware of this Luciferian infiltration of the church.
How could he not be aware that this is happening? I mean, you have an event like this that, as you say, is noted in the book Windswept House from Father Malachi, citing the satanic ritual sacrifice that involved high church figures. How could the Pope not be aware?
Well, I think his statement showed that he was aware, but there was a certain helplessness about Paul VI, that the church was kind of mysteriously like self-destructing beneath his feet, and he really couldn't do that much about it.
Well, this is incredible, and we're going to get more into this. Richard Jansen is with us. We're discussing, this incredible Catholic figure, Father Malachi Martin, and more from Richard on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
How would you like to pay less taxes?
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want, Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, thank God for our God-given rights, right? But if we're not going to claim them, hey, there's plenty of people there, the elites that are happy to take over. Thank goodness. You know, America has woken up, and I got to give a lot of credit to people of faith. Catholics, Christians came out in record numbers to give this country another chance, by the grace of God, let me tell you. 27 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Bernard Jansen. Bernard is in a privileged position, you know, to be able to speak with an incredible Catholic figure, Father Malachi Martin, who wrote the book Windswept House. There is so much to this, and I know maybe some of you are a bit shocked at hearing what Bernard Jansen has been sharing with us, but I got to tell you that this has been prevalent. This has been understood. This has not been some kept secret about the Catholic Church that these things went on. And I find it quite interesting the timing of all this. And I'm talking about the timing, particularly of what happened in the Vatican in 1964, a satanic ritual sacrifice that involved high church figures. And you know, Bernard, this is on the heels of the revelation of this third secret, you know, from Mary, Jesus' mother, in the appearance of that it happened to these three young children, and a communication was given that was supposed to have been open, what, in about 1960, and it was a message of warning. that God was going to clear out, you know, these things, vacate, you know, and judge. And as we know from the Bible, God says the judgment will begin in the house of God. And it would seem that this judgment has begun, and it came to light in the mid-60s.
Yes, and it was a very harsh judgment on the Catholic Church because it went into recess, it went into statistical decline, and it was afflicted by scandal after scandal after scandal.
Well, and especially, you know, like anything, I always liken this to the old Pennzoil commercial. It says, you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is if you wait till later, it gets much more expensive. And that's the way it is with sin. Whenever you're in violation with God's law, God gives you a warning, and I believe the warning was there for the Catholic Church to heed to. It chose not to, and so it became more complicated, and Wow, I mean, and look what happened after 1964 when you had, you know, bishops, you had, you know, priests in church here in this country, not even to mention in other parts of the world, you know, violating some obvious godly principles in the abuse, sexual abuse of young men.
Well, and I think the only way one can explain that, there had to have been some Luciferian interference. And this is where the testimony of Malachi Martin is very important, because he sort of had an inside look in that kind of dark spirit world because of his experience as an exorcist.
Well, imagine you're there, or at least you're aware of what's going on. Well, he was there. I mean, he was, for all intents and purposes, you could say he was in the inner circle, you know, of Pope John the 23rd's administration. He's seeing what's going on with his eyes wide open. He sees these Luciferian insiders, the influence they're having, and also appreciating that, boy, this is going to take a lot of courage. Because you got to imagine, if it had infiltrated the church to the degree that you're pointing out here and that Father Malachi said, there had to be a lot of turning, you know, turning eyes, and, just a willful ignorance or, a turn away from, you know, from obvious sin that had taken over the church. And for it to get to that point, it, you know, it had to involve these high church figures that would otherwise be incredibly respected. This, I mean, you talk about conflict.
Well, I think it came from the very, very top, because Pope John the 23rd, in an opening address of the Second Vatican Council, he was very critical of what he termed the prophets of doom. But unfortunately, that's exactly what did happen, that Vatican II was a catastrophe for the church, and now people are kind of waking up to that, which is why many years after Malachi Martin's death, people are taking a second look at his writings, at the testimony he gave in his recordings, and so forth.
Well, I think some people might misunderstand the breadth and width of power of the Pope, where it begins and where it ends. You know, you would think, well, wait a minute, you got Pope John the 23rd in there, and supposedly he's in control, but I think that Catholics themselves misunderstand, you know, the limits of the papacy.
Well, the papacy is limited now partly due to its self-limitation, because after Vatican II was introduced a policy whereby the bishops would have a greater authority within the church. So, and you see, after Vatican II, Paul VI simply sold off or gave away many of the symbols of papal power, such as the tiara.
So now you have a shift in power, and now it's not centralized around the Pope anymore. It's now centralized around these bishops, right?
Right, and this policy is called collegiality, Mm-hmm. For example, in the United States, you have a national conference of bishops. You didn't have this structure before the Second Vatican Council. So you could have described the church before Vatican II as an absolute monarchy, mm-hmm. whereas I think how you describe it today would be more of a constitutional monarch. It's a change. It's a different form of government that has taken place. And this also has occurred at the parish level. It's gone all the way down. For example, before Vatican II, the priest was the one who was in charge of the parish. Mm-hmm. Now you have parish councils. Now, very often, you have a group of lay people in a parish, in a diocese. Very often, they're in the chancery office, mm-hmm. who exercise the real control. And very often, the priest, the bishop, the pope is sort of like a figurehead. And the control has moved in the church as a whole to a group which Malachi Martin has called the superforce.
Mm. Well, do you think because of that, Bernard, that shift in power, that dynamic occurring, did that give rise and allow the Vatican Luciferian insiders to thrive all the more?
Right, because all the clergy are sort of invested with a spiritual power, and now a lot of the power is being exercised by people that, let's say, haven't been given this spiritual power. And I think part of the weakness of the modern church is that, Malachi Martin said, the church is not using its spiritual weapons. It's not using its spiritual power. It's coming on the stage as writing out encyclicals, making commentary, but it doesn't use the real power that it has to fight the evils of the modern age.
Well, it would be hard-pressed to do that, and this is the challenge that we all have as individual men and women of faith, is that if we subordinate that power and yield to sin, we become powerless. And this is what the spirit world, the evil spirit world, likes very much. Now, when we come back, I want to talk further about the decline, the moral decline within the Catholic Church after this period of time, including the Lavender Seminaries. This is Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with Bernard Jansen continues. Stay with us, America.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. 1396.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back, America 14. Before the top of the hour, a conversation with Bernard Jansen continues. Bernard is a Canadian book author who is possibly the journalist closest to the late Father Malachi Martin. And what Father Martin revealed to us was, just in the Catholic Church, regarding the Catholic Church, is just astounding. And what he cites in his book, Windswept House, Father Martin's book, really was quite an indictment against the Catholic Church and what was going on around the Vatican in the mid-60s. This is after the Vatican II conference, when you had a lot of updates, if you want to say, a lot of changes within the power structure of the Church itself. And what Father Martin was pointing out was there was this evil influence within the Vatican, this Luciferian influence, insiders. And he says it was an undeniable fact. I mean, there was no lack of confidence about this influence that had taken over the Church. And he even discussed, Bernard, lavender seminaries. Explain to our audience these lavender seminaries that had been taken place and had given rise and were flourishing within the Catholic Church.
Well, lavender seminaries are seminaries which have been taken over by a homosexual network, mm-hmm. both in practice and sort of in ideology. And you see, what can happen in a lavender seminary, there is a committee which asks candidates who are about to be ordained, what do you believe on homosexuality? Is it a sin? If they answer yes, they might not get ordained. They'll ask other questions too. Do you favor women's ordination? If you say no, they might not get ordained. And lavender seminaries have been documented, as I said earlier in the program, by a very good book called Goodbye, Good Men. And there's also a monthly journal called the New Oxford Review, which has from time to time documented cases of lavender seminaries and other great moral scandals within the Catholic Church.
Where does that sit today, Bernard?
Well, it has not been rooted out, and I think that's because the spiritual weaponry of the Church has gone unused.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the changes in the liturgy after Vatican II was to remove the what is called the Leonine prayers at the end of the Mass. They were a prayer that included saying a prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, who is sort of a enemy of Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Catholics believe that St. Michael cast Lucifer out of heaven. And one of the changes that were made when the liturgy changed after Vatican II was to delete these prayers. And so the Church actually removed a spiritual defense that it had against this kind of Luciferian attack.
Well, so the Luciferian influence realized the spiritual power of the Church and was able to be in a position to, you know, as the Bible would say, tie up the strong man.
That's right. And Malachi Martin always went back to the spiritual. He said, for modern civilization, that he's speaking of the New World Order, the modern Church, God has withdrawn grace. You have rejected me. You go your own path then and see how you make out. But this New World Order, this modern Church, will not have God's blessing. Those were the words of Malachi Martin.
Wow. Only in retrospect, and the information you're giving me, for some reason I just sense this common thread of Malachi Martin and Martin Luther. Is there some relevance here and comparison between the two men?
Well, there is, because you see, one of the critiques of the modern Mass is that it sort of is undiluted Lutheranism.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the changes made in the Mass at the time of Martin Luther, actually he wouldn't call it Mass at that time, were very much in line with those made at Vatican II. Sort of, Vatican II was our Protestant Reformation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in this year, the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's nailing up his theses,
mm-hmm.
I think the 95 theses.
Right.
It's good to draw those parallels because the changes in the liturgy are virtually identical in both cases. Both cases, you dropped the sacred language
mm-hmm.
and went to a vernacular language.
Right.
And so that is diminishing, again, the spiritual nature of your liturgy. And you notice that a sacred language is sort of a norm for a liturgy. It happens naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the Jewish religion uses, I think it is a sacred language
mm-hmm.
in its services. And the Catholic Church discarded it. Latin went into disuse. In many seminaries, seminarians don't even learn Latin.
Wow. That is amazing. You know, for me as a, you know, I was born and raised Catholic, altar boy, and you know, what you're saying really brings some peace to my spirit here, because I had a hard time when the Church moved to the language of the vernacular as opposed to the Latin Mass. And, you know, and it was more than just, you know, that I spent the time to memorize the recitations, you know, that I guess, as I mentioned to you earlier, Bernard, I realized I was probably more conservative than liberal, you know, with these changes. I had a hard time with it, and I know other Catholics that did. And, you know, to your point, when you talk about, you know, this significant drop-off in, you know, people pursuing, you know, men pursuing, boys pursuing the priesthood, and women going into the convents, you know, dropped off significantly. But it was one of those things that, you know, you weren't really sure what was the reason behind it all specifically. But maybe part and parcel was, as you mentioned a moment ago, and that is that, you know, the church came to that crossroads of where, you know, it needed to decide who were they going to follow. Were they going to follow God, or were they going to hold on to this Luciferian influence and do things according to their own eyes? And it would appear what Father Malachi was sharing and what he shared with you was that the church decided the alternate option.
Well, I think that Malachi Martin was sort of like an Old Testament prophet.
Yes.
Who kind of said, you are going in the wrong direction. So he was a voice crying in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's sort of the role that he played. And you are not alone in feeling some discomfort over the change in language, because when they did change the liturgy, there was a mass exodus from the church.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and it definitely was there. Now, the other thing, you know, in speaking of an Old Testament prophet, what we do know is that when God has raised up prophets, that God's seal of approval and authentication is upon that person. And would you say that in Father Malachi Martin's case, that validation came in his ability to be a most effective exorcist?
Well, I think that is part of it. Now, there's another part of it, too, in that there was a prophetic nature to Malachi Martin's message.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the books that we have published or listen to the interviews that we did with him, he again and again talked about homosexual marriage. Now, when we did these interviews in the 1990s, homosexual marriage was not yet a reality, yet it became a reality.
Bernard, let me give you a warning. Let me give you a warning here. We're down to about our last minute. So,
sure.
Okay, just so you know, in terms of timing, go ahead.
I think that he also spoke of papal resignation. So, again and again,
wow,
there was a prophetic nature to his message. And I think that is a sign of God's blessing on him.
Well, without a doubt, and here it is, we got the resignation of Pope Benedict, right?
Exactly.
Which is unheard of.
It was unheard of, and I think the super force that Malachi Martin spoke of caused this resignation, my opinion.
Well, Bernard, again, I cannot thank you enough. I appreciate the time. Bernard Jansen, Canadian book author, who's possibly the journalist closest to the late Father Malachi Martin. Bernard interviewed Father Martin, who was a Jesuit priest, a linguist, who was a proficient in ancient languages, a best-selling writer, a theologian, and exorcist. And Bernard was privileged to have an extended period of time, met with Father Malachi on 8 different occasions during lengthy in-person recorded sessions. And those are available at your website?
Yes, they are. They're available at triumphcommunications.net.
How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
I'm Maria Brown.